It often makes me very uneasy and uncomfortable that there are many South Africans who sign for these credit agreements but don't actually understand what it is that they are signing. They don't know the T's and C's of their credit agreement. And it's simple things like knowing what your interest rate is that you're being charged, as simple as knowing how long the loan term is, as simple as knowing, you know, what is the outstanding balance and how it is going to be reduced as you are paying every single month.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Unpacked podcast, where we chat about all things property and finance related. If you're thinking about buying property, then this means you probably know how you're going to pay for it, right? If you're not quite sure about the options available for financing your first home, I hope the information shared in the next episodes will guide you. Today's special guest is an author and advocate for financial literacy. I honestly couldn't think of a better guest to come and share her knowledge about home loans.
A Playlist Original.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Mashile. I am also known as the Financial Bunny. I am the I'm the founder of Financial Fitness Bunnies, which is a financial or consumer financial education agency. We do promotion and create awareness around the need for financial literacy across the African continent.
For the next few episodes, we are doing a series about home loans. How do they work? What are the different types? What are interest rates and how are they calculated? And most importantly, how to pick the right partner to approach for a home loan. This week, I'd like to chat a bit about Capitec. They first came onto the banking scene in 2001 and they have figured out how to make banking less complicated. Ultimately, they aim to make life easier and empower you to take control of your money. Now they have introduced home loans to their product offering with a simplified 4-step online application process and home loans for up to 5 million rand with 30 years to pay it back. Unlike other banks, their home loans aren't linked to the prime rate. But before we unpack all the technicalities, I want to find out more about your relationship with Capitec.
So Capitec is one of the brands in the country that is very passionate about financial education. And that is probably one of the most important and probably the selling point of why I jumped on their campaigns and I jump on many of their campaigns is because they do care beyond being a financial institution that has a bottom line. They do care about making sure that our consumers are financially educated, because I think for me, what they understand is the fact that a financially educated client is a far more sustainable client. Having financial education means that you have the ability to choose the right financial products and tools and resources that you need to be able to progress your own life. So I think that's important to them. And if that's important to them, then I am on board. Currently, right now, we're working on the credit campaign, which basically is Capitec has, of course, opened up more of their credit facilities, and one specific one being the home loan. They have partnered with South African Home Loans, or SA Home Loans, better known, and they're offering now for the first time their clients a home loan, which if you go into the past, Capitec did not have that credit facility available. So I think it's great that, you know, we are extending the access to home loans, access to home ownership to a different area of the banked in South Africa that would not have traditionally had the option to be able to get or access a home loan. So what I'm doing basically is doing credit education. Because you must remember that a credit agreement is a contract. It's actually a legal contract. And it often makes me very uneasy and uncomfortable that there are many South Africans who sign for these credit agreements but don't actually understand what it is that they are signing. They don't know the T's and C's of their credit agreement. And it's simple things like knowing what your interest rate is that you're being charged, as simple as knowing how long the loan term is, as simple as knowing, you know, what is the outstanding balance and how it is going to be reduced as you are paying every single month. So that's what I'm jumping on, currently doing credit boot camps every Monday at 6 p.m. on my Instagram and Facebook. So we do credit boot camp. We started off by doing the basics of credit. Second one, we did understanding the numbers. And the next one we'll be doing is your credit management and debt reduction methods. Yeah,
that sounds great. So I'll definitely follow and also I'll tune in. So one of the reasons I started this blog, the Unpacked blog, was because I bought my first property in SA. So I was living abroad and I have another apartment there. And now I'm kind of back home for a while. And I decided I'm going to buy a property here. Then I realized I don't know anything about property or how things work in SA. So I decided I'll document everything as I go along the way. And that's how I ended up speaking to Capitec, and they told me they are offering home loans. But I do want to know that I want to share that I've read on the internet. So they are home loans, bonds and mortgages. Is this pretty much the same thing or are they different?
So we in South Africa don't generally use the word mortgage. I think it's a UK or a US word. South Africa, we use home loan. And a home loan is the actual credit facility that financial institutions make available to us. So when you are applying for finance of a property, you would do what is called a home loan application. And only once that home loan application has been approved and you have signed for the credit facility, that's when it becomes a bond. And basically a bond, as simple and as literal as it is a bond between you and the financial institution. So you guys have created a bond between the two of you. And that is through you being able to be advanced a certain amount of money so you can acquire this property that you wanted to acquire. So yes, we use them interchangeably in South Africa, but in the different stages of the process of you actually acquiring this asset, a home loan will change into becoming a bond once it's also registered with the deeds office. Remember, your bond has to be registered with the deeds office. So that's when it becomes a bond. So after you've done the application and you've been approved, you now have what is called a bond. Yeah.
So speaking of home loans, who is mostly likely to qualify and what do I need to apply?
So you qualify, remember the financial institutions and when I speak financial institutions in this regard, I will speak banks specifically. A financial institution sees you as a partner when you are applying for a home loan. So you need to be a worthy partner to them, just as they are a worthy partner to you. This is why I always say to people, don't just pick a bank and decide this is the way I'm going to park my or apply for a home loan. You need to find a bank that is suitable and relates to you as a person, your values and all that. And I know people say, oh, you're making it too deep. It's not that deep. It actually is that deep because it's almost like you're going into a business. You're buying an asset and you're going into a business with somebody who's going to be bringing the finances and you're going to be the one managing this account. So it is important to ensure that you've got the right financial institution. I think that's the first thing. The second step is ensuring that you are a worthy partner, even for this bank, for them to say, okay, no, Olerato is the right person for us because we can see that she, one, has the affordability to be able to pay us back, but also she has the discipline, which is now recorded on her credit record, to be able to manage credit agreements. And I think those are the two most important things is, do you have the affordability? When we're looking at your debt to income ratio, do you have a healthy income ratio in comparison to how much debt you are actually servicing every single month? And then on the other side, even if you have the money, some people don't have the discipline or the experience of managing credit agreements. So now we've got to look at what is your risk profile in terms of you managing these agreements. And that is the two things that the banks will generally look at. But also they are required by the National Credit Act to be responsible. So they will take you through a couple of checks and balances to ensure that even if you have the affordability and you've got the good credit risk, do you actually have everything else put in place for you to be able? So they don't want to do what is called reckless lending, but at the same time, time, they've got a responsibility to give you a fair credit agreement, which means that the service fee that they charge you needs to be fair, and thus it is regulated by the National Credit Regulator, and they need to ensure that they are staying within your affordability, and I think it's 30% of your actual income, that they can't go above when they are offering you a home loan. So all those things need to be in place. The type of person, anybody can apply for a home loan. As long as you've got your ducks and you know, in a row, and you've got your affordability and your credit profile is looking good, you can afford to actually apply for a home loan. And there are other tools that you can look into. So for those who earn below 22,000 Rand, there's FLISP that you can knock at the door of to be able to assist you in ensuring that you are buying a home. You know, home ownership is a big thing in South Africa. And I think everybody, all the stakeholders want to jump on board to be able to assist consumers in being able to access a home loan.
Yeah. So speaking about the whole application process. So if I, like, for example, I'm self-employed, and then somebody who is employed by a company, would they be seen as somebody who's more stable and more likely to be able to pay versus me working as a freelancer? So would it be more difficult for somebody who's self-employed versus employed to get a home loan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have been through both processes. When I bought the house that I'm currently living in, I was actually a salaried individual. And then when I tried to get a bond again, a bond for my third property, I was self-employed. So it is absolutely difficult. And it's simply the way the financial system is. Remember that a salary for them indicates stability. It indicates some sort of income security. Now, when you are self-employed, you need to almost prove that there is going to be future income for you to be able to service your credit agreement. So yes, they do see salaried individuals as far more secure. It's not an indication of whether or not there's affordability. More than anything, banks, as I said, are bringing you on as a partner. So the ability to service your credit agreement is top-notch to them. And also not putting you in a very uncomfortable situation. So if you can't prove future income, they are also worried about whether or not you are going to be able to service that agreement comfortably, you know. So yes, a lot of banks will say to you no, but the fact is it's a fact. It's known and we all know it. It is harder as a self-employed person in South Africa. I always say it's so weird because you as a self-employed person would be preparing payslips for your employees and they can get a home loan, but you owns the business. It is sometimes difficult and you often have to bring in collateral for you to be able to buy or access a home loan.
Yeah, because that's what I didn't really apply for a home loan. So I went to the bank to speak to them about home loans. And they told me that my bank, I wouldn't mention the name, said, it will be hard. We can't give you a home loan, basically, because you need a South African payslip firstly, and you need to be based here. You need a credit record, which I didn't have because I left after school. So I have good credit in America and everything was well there. Then I had to come here, like, open a bank account and start from scratch. So that was very difficult for me because I couldn't even get internet installed at my house. They said I have no credit record. So, but yeah, right now I'm working on building that. So, but another question that I have is, when I'm applying for a home loan, is it best to go directly through the bank or through one of the bond originators? Which one is the safest?
I have a very bad history with bond originators, so I'm going to, as much as possible, try and be impartial. Bond originators are there to assist you, right? Bond originators are generally the guys that have a good relationships with the financial institutions, and they know the tricks of the trade. That's what we are meant to understand about bond originators and why they are part of the buying process. However, with more education and consumers getting more educated, sometimes it is, and also depending on the relationship that you have with certain financial institutions, there is also an advantage to going directly yourself. And I'll give you an example. I have a relationship with my bank. So it is easier for me to call up my banker and say, listen, I'm looking for 1, 2, 3, 4. What are my chances of actually getting an approval on this? Versus if I'm going to go to a bond originator who also is going to try and tap into their own relationships, but their relationships are for them and not necessarily for the client. So I would definitely say, you know, it depends on who you are and where you are in terms of your relationship with financial institutions. So, because remember that as an ordinary person, you would put in an application, you are a number to whichever sales agent receives that application, and they are going to assess you based on the numbers. Whereas sometimes you need or might want or might need to be assessed based on your profile and your everything else, because we're not just numbers. You know what I mean? For instance, somebody like you who is self-employed and myself, you might be getting a big deal or a big contract that is still coming, you know, and it's still in conversation. And the reality is today you don't have that contract. Mm-hmm. So when you are putting in those numbers today, it won't reflect. But if you have somebody on the inside, you can say, listen, my G, I actually have a contract that I'm currently working on. It's going to come through at the end of the month. I know the process won't be done by then. Can we just, you know, start the process? But I just want us to know that this thing is going to be coming. And as soon as it comes in, I will share the contract with you. You know, so it's things like that. Or look, I can get collateral, can get my dad to sign for me. I can get a business partner to sign for me. So it's again the shades of red being blue, because I always say for me, finances is not black and white. Unfortunately, the system, because it's a machine, sees it as black and white, which is why even with robo advisors, you will always still need a human being who's going to step in and have the conversation. And generally, that's the service that bond originators also, essentially, that's the role they play. And also, of course, because it is tedious to apply for a bond inside or a home loan in South Africa, because, you know, all the different banks have their own application form or they've got their own systems. However, there is a company called Mortgage Market in South Africa that has made the application process a little bit easier. You apply once and they all send your application to the different banks. I know now, right now, I don't know if things have progressed on their side. It's only for salaried individuals. So as Kippies who are still self-employed, we still need to put in that application. And to be quite honest, I think if you are self-employed, rather put in the application yourself. Because as I said, you need to motivate and kick and scream and smile and smooth more than a salaried individual.
Love this episode? Make sure to visit our website www.unpack.co.za to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply told a friend about us, that would be helpful too. Thank you for listening.